It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Anxiety disorders are the most common mental illness in the U.S., affecting 40 million adults at the age of 18 or older. Now, this is 18% of our population here. And although that's, you know, quite a bit, only a third of those suffering will receive treatment. Now, Mary Heath, author of Get Your Life Back, A 12-Week Journey to Overcome Stress, Anxiety, and Depression, is here today to help you who suffer from anxiety, stress, and depression. Welcome, Mary. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Suzanne.
I would love to know more, and our listeners I know want to know, what is anxiety and how can we start relieving ourselves from anxiety that's affecting so many of us?
Well, first of all, anxiety is a result of too much pressure, too much stress. If stress isn't controlled or managed well or effectively, we can become so stressed that it's habitual. And so the body is in permanent fight-flight response or stress response, and anxiety nearly always follows. So the first thing to say is really that if you manage your stress, you can prevent anxiety, but if that doesn't happen, there are many, many ways to overcome anxiety. Do you want me to go on and explain?
Yes, I'd really love to hear about some of the methods that you use to get rid of anxiety.
Okay, first of all, the first thing I would always do is teach people to relax. Relaxation is the direct opposite of stress, and you cannot feel stressed or anxious at the same time as being relaxed. And so there are lots of different methods of relaxation that I would teach them, starting with simple ones and going on to, not more difficult ones, but maybe more effective ones. So relaxation is the first stop. The second thing I would do is get them to live in the moment, taking one day at a time, because stress and anxiety generally comes from the past or the future. And so if you can live in day-tight compartments, just focusing on what is happening in the here and now, what is happening to your body, how you're feeling, even if you're feeling anxious, you know, just feel those physical unpleasant symptoms that you're having, but, you know, stay focused on whatever it is that you're doing or listening to or seeing. The next thing, and very, very important, is to get the breath control or their breathing correct. People with anxiety will breathe very shallowly and very rapidly sometimes, particularly if the anxiety grows into panic disorder or panic attack. And so I would always teach someone to breathe correctly. So breathing right down into the abdomen slowly, breathing in and out through the nose, because that gives greater control rather than just letting the breath go out of the mouth. Very simple breathing exercise for anxiety is to breathe in for a count of 7 seconds and to breathe out for a count of 11 seconds. So the out breath is the relaxation part of breathing. And so if you breathe out longer than you breathe in, it will begin the relaxation response. So from then on, I have a fantastic sequence of very unique pranayama yoga breathing exercises. And these control emotions such as nervousness, anxiety, and panic. They are outlined in my book, and they are also on the CD. They're quite easy to follow on the CD. They're not very complicated, but it does involve abdominal muscle control as well as the breath.
So then... You mentioned a lot of great way of relaxing, and in your 12-week journey, this is your Get Your Life Back, which I really love that title, a 12-week journey to overcome stress, anxiety, and depression. You're saying that breathing is very important, relaxing is very important, and then you also mentioned, and obviously in the 12-week journey, that's the beginning of the 12 weeks. Is that right?
Yes, although there is a new relaxation exercise every week. Relaxation and meditation, because meditation is a form of relaxation. There is a new breathing exercise every week, and there are other tricks of the trade, if you like, such as exercising being absolutely important for people with anxiety. Exercising every day, I would like them to be, walking for just 20 minutes. And then setting realistic goals to achieve and build up self-confidence and self-esteem, therefore reducing the anxiety. So all the way through the book, there are relaxations and other tips to help overcome the anxiety.
That's great. I love the fact that you have major action items. In my book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, I do the exact same thing. Each day is about totally doing things, literally getting the person to be able to create action in their lives, because I believe action is what makes change. And what you're saying is the same thing. Giving
Absolutely.
These excellent different forms of practices and different styles of breathing, different styles of meditation, that all helps. That's awesome. Now, you also have a CD, and what is the CD called?
The CD is called Breathe and Relax. So
that's perfect.
It does what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
So a
and
whole
is it a
series
long,
of...
Is Sorry? It a long CD? Is it something that people can just listen to from their iPhone?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's half an hour of breathing exercises and just less than half an hour of relaxation, which is a creative visualization or guided imagery type of relaxation. So the relaxation does require lying down on the floor, not driving and not doing anything else.
Could you use it before you go to sleep? Because I actually have a meditation CD I use before I go to sleep, and which really helps my whole nervous system calm down.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of my patients used to say that they go to sleep listening to me. And yes, it can send you to sleep.
So you're
but
the
you're
one, I mean, you have such a
the day,
nice
best
calm.
If you don't sleep.
You have such a nice, calm voice, so that's who you're listening to on the CDs. And then, of course, relaxing and then reducing the stress will then, of course, minimize anxiety. You also talk about depression. How is that linked to the anxiety?
I think depression often follows the stress or pressure and anxiety. Not always. There are many different forms of depression. But the depression really that I focus on is really as a result of stress and pressure. But everything that's in my book will help with depression too. There is a breathing exercise specifically for depression, and there are specific relaxation and meditation exercises also that are very, very helpful for people who are depressed.
Yeah, depression is really closely related to anxiety, because in Chinese medicine, the liver is what controls that energy of anxiety and depression. And it just goes hands in hand. If you have anxiety, then what soon that follows is depression. And it's kind of like the high and low, you know what I mean? By high
yes,
and low.
I do.
Yeah. If you're anxious, you're really high. And then afterwards, what comes, you get this whole deep dive and you get what's anxiety. And then after you get anxiety for a while, it comes right back up. Wow, Mary, you gave us some great information. Thank you so much. Everyone, take a look at her book, Get Your Life Back, A 12-Week Journey to Overcome Stress, Anxiety, and Depression. And you can go to her website, maryheath.co.uk. maryheath.co.uk. Thank you so much. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.